Alright, I will say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in the fourth chapter of Chovas HaTalmidim, page Mem Beis, the middle of the page, the paragraph that begins Lochein. Lochein Bachar Yisrael. Therefore, again, young man, Im Imchas Atal Atzmecha Vashnosi Mechayecha Adzikna V'seva. If you are really concerned about the years of your life, and you're concerned about your life all the way through old age, garish es ha'atzlos mimcha, chase away laziness, visharish achar rekav hisrapos lashmida mikirbecha, and go ahead and root out the lethargy that seeks to destroy you from within. Zoris es atzmacha v'yecharetz. So we'll say, the wording over here is actually quite amazing. Zoris atzmacha v'yecharetz. Go ahead. Now we'll say the words here. Zoris means like zrizos, alacrity. In other words, go ahead and be mizares yourself. Go ahead and initiate and push yourself to engage in zrizos type activity. V'yecharetz. Now we'll say charetz means diligent. We're going to see exactly how the Mechaber is going to encourage us to have a variety of different, almost like different balance of midos. Zrizos also has its limitations. Sometimes if a person is too zariz, person does things too quickly, he ends up ultimately doing things with a superficiality. He says, Kigam, Behold his chab susam, misrapim him. Sometimes a person could do something very quickly, and it looks like it's zrizos, but in fact it's hisrapos. In fact, there's an element of lethargy. V'alpirov ma'aseim, v'alpirov kol ma'aseim b'shitrius. And a person like this, sometimes everything he does is profoundly superficial. B'li avoda amuka, no, his avoda is not deep. So we'll say, this is actually quite an amazing observation. So it says in the Mechaber, life is this incredible balance, as we'll discuss in just a moment. But sometimes a person could look like he is zoriz. He could look like he is doing things in a state of zrizos, doing things in a state of zeal, alacrity, a certain fast pace. But and in fact he is, but it's superficial. It's superficial. Therefore, again, says the Mechaber something amazing. Life is this incredible balance. Heye mosun aval chorotz. I will say, this is such an incredible phrase. A person should, mosun means deliberate. A person should be deliberate, yet diligent. Deliberate, yet diligent. So we'll say, so what does that mean? That means you have to have zrizos, you have to have zrizos, but your zrizos cannot come at the expense of the deliberate nature of your avoda. What you do in life has to be deliberate. What you do in life has to be thought out. What you do in life has to have a depth to it. But at the same time, it has to have zeal. It's zeal with depth. It's diligence, it's zrizos with a sense of deliberateness. Mis amitz vizoris. A person, again, is lashon of mis amitz vizoris. A person has to go ahead and be literally like, misamis means to be strong, and also to do things with intent, yet to do things with zrizos. V'chevon, shekva amarnu l'cho she'ikar ha'mechanecho. So this, by the way, is an incredible, because we see this in life, that sometimes, again, it's easy to call something zrizos, but in fact, it's just fast-paced superficiality. So everything is about this incredible, incredible balance. Masun aval choros. Deliberate, diligent. Misameitz zoriz. Of course, I have to do things with a sense of zeal, but I also need to do things with a sense of depth. V'chevan shekvar amarnu shlecha, shekvar mechanech oscha ata ba'atzmecha hincha. Now that we've already said that's what? Well, so this is another incredible, incredible episode. Who is your primary Rebbe in life? Right? Who is your primary Mechanech in life? It's you. It's you yourself. You yourself. You are your own primary Rebbe. Well, so this is an incredible Yisod. Why? Because what's my Rebbe's job? My Rebbe's job is to inspire me. My Rebbe's job is to lift me up. So fantastic. Who's primarily responsible for inspiring you and lifting you up? You. You. Incredible, incredible Yisod. Now they know that the Ikra Mechanech, my Ikra Mechanech is me. Ata ba'atzmucha hincha, lochin nevar lecha ma'at yosher ma'u achilik beguf u'bemoach, bein chorutz l'misrabe. There also you have to delve a little bit deeper into understanding the difference between someone who is chorutz, which means diligent, versus someone who is lethargic. Kedesh taskil ba'atzmucha ladas. Here's the incredible Yisod. What the principle of the Piagetzna operates with is you can only make dramatic change in life if you know what you have to change. Right? And if you know ultimately, again, that which is broken and deficient within yourself. If I do not know these things, then I cannot possibly know what it is that I actually have to change. Therefore, says the Mechaber, we need to understand what is the difference, ultimately, again, between the Chorutz and the Misrabe. What's the difference between being diligent and ultimately being lethargic? We'll say, what's our goal? Our goal is to remove the sense of lethargy, and ultimately, again, to replace it with a sense of diligence. That is our goal. Remove the lethargy, replace it with diligence. And we'll say last paragraph, page Mem Beis. This is actually quite interesting. Kol inyan asiyah be'ish, bein asiyah sa'gof b'poel, bein asiyah sa'moach b'das. So we'll say, remember again, so when we act, there are often two different, although we'll see there are more than two forces, which kind of create a dynamic activity in man. On one hand, there's the asiyas haguf, there's physical action, and then there's also asiyas hamoach, there's cognitive action. So the physical action, cognitive action. But with the Mechaber, the Piagetzna points out something very interesting, which is both for the guf, as well as for the moach, as well as for the mind, the intellect, there's something which motivates movement in both of those areas, which is hanefesh, I will say, it is the nefesh, it is the soul, which essentially is the battery, which essentially powers both the physical processes as well as the cognitive processes. And I will say, we know this to be true. How do we know this to be true? Because once a person dies and the neshama is no longer in the body, what happens? What happens? Physical activity stops, cognitive activity stops. So again, what that tells us is that the soul is the battery for all dynamic life processes. The soul is the battery for physical life, for the guf, and the soul is the battery ultimately, again, for cognitive life in the mind. He goes on, V'harbei chalokim yeshnam b'moach. We'll say, there are many parts to the brain. U'bisha, sha'nefesh mislabesh espohen, The Piagetzna is describing something amazing here, which at least we'll have to start today, but we're going to further define it tomorrow. But look at these words. He says, when the mind, the brain is made up of many parts. And when the soul, at a time when the soul becomes invested in all parts of the mind, Kulam misorim veomdim laavodas avodasam letachlis achos. The entire mind is awakened to work in a particular direction. Lahavin davar zeh shema amikpo. For example, Rabbi Osai, again, if I'm trying to understand something, if my soul is invested in its entirety into this cognitive process, then my mind in its entirety awakens in order to understand what it is that I'm trying to understand. Similarly, if I'm doing something physical, ultimately, again, my limbs and all of my physical faculties are devoted to one particular purpose, lif al pu'ula zu v'zu, in order to go ahead and accomplish something. So we'll say, what is the Piagetzna describing of Rabbi Osai? What is he describing? He's describing full investment in anything that you're doing in life. if at the end of the day when I'm thinking about something, I decide that this is a priority to try to figure this out, and I say that I'm devoting my kochos to this, devoting my kochos means I'm investing my neshama in this process. When you invest your neshama in any process, you give your entirety to that process. When physically, you know, both say it's interesting, you know, you hear these stories every once in a while about, you know, people doing crazy things, like, oh, you hear, that's all every day in the news, people doing crazy things. But, you know, like people having this rush of adrenaline to lift up something heavy. Sirah says, okay, in the physical world, so we call that adrenaline. But on a deeper level, what that is a person has made a decision that I must get something done. And when you make a decision that you must get something done, you throw the full power of your neshama behind that. Sirah say, we know this in everyday life. There are things that we say we want to get done, but we don't get it done. Well, see, at the end of the day in life, when there's something you want to get done, but you don't get it done, why doesn't it get done? We're amongst friends, and it's early in the morning. Right? So let's be honest. Why not? Because you're not investing your neshama into it. Well, see, that's at the end of the day. People, we come up with all kinds of excuses as to why we can't get things done. But at the end of the day, when something in life doesn't get done, more often than not, there of course are exceptions, but more often than not, my soul is not invested in that process. My soul's not invested in it. I didn't get home on time, I didn't do this, I didn't accomplish this, I didn't do this at work, I didn't do this in shul, I didn't do this in my ruchnius, I didn't learn this, I didn't grow in this way. Why not? There's a million and one different excuses. At the end of the day, I'm not fully invested. Because anything you throw the full weight of your neshama behind gets done. Gets done. Because I've also said, when you throw the full weight of your neshama behind anything, it awakens all parts of your mind. It awakens all parts of your physicality. Of course, there are exceptions. There are extenuating circumstances in life. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the day in, day out stuff. When I want to get something done, when I'm resolute, the full koach of my neshama gets behind it. When the full koach of my neshama gets behind it, the mind is awakened, physicality is awakened. If I don't throw the full weight of my neshama behind a particular life initiative, then at the end of the day, I put some effort into it. Some of my mind is devoted to it. Some of my body is devoted to it, but not the totality. I will say, as we're going to see, this is the definition of life lethargy. Life lethargy is when you do things without the full investment of your neshama. That's what it means. I'm doing it. I'm checking the box. I'm going through the motions. But I have not invested my neshama in it. And when you don't invest your neshama in it, can you get the job done? Can you? Yeah, sometimes you can. Usually the quality is not as good. And the duration or the timeline is much, much longer. But I will say that's life lethargy. Anything you do without the full investment of your neshama, that's what the Mechaber calls the Israpas. I don't have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up the Meretz HaShem page Mem Gimel tomorrow.